call this committee on oversight to order on Wednesday, October 12th at 4:04 p.m. in the President's Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Price Union. Moving to agenda item two, roll call.
Senator Blair?
Present.
Senator Bradley?
Present.
Senator Eschenbach?
Present.
Senator Fang?
Present.
Senator Green?
Present.
Senator H. Jackson?
Present.
Senator Henderson?
Present.
Senator Jordan?
Present.
Speaker Teixeira?
Present.
A quorum is present.
Awesome. All right, moving to agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? President Boone? Nothing. All right, moving to agenda item five, report Secretary of the Senate.
This is Katie. She's one of our new secretaries. She's in training.
Hi, Katie.
She's going to observe a meeting. That's all I got for you guys. Point memos will be at Senate.
Speaker Pro Tem, Annie Dett.
Hello, everyone. So the syllabus for the legislative internship is pretty set in stone, but if you guys want to look at it, I was going to have copies of it tonight, but I didn't get to doing that. But I can totally send it to you if you want to like look at it or if you have any ideas. One thing that I specifically wanted to talk to oversight about is something that I have planned is on the 16th. Doing like a committee workshop kind of thing. And usually, I know last year we just kind of had committee chairs come in and kind of tell about what the committee does, what they do as a chair, like that kind of thing, current projects that they're working on and stuff. But I wanted to kind of see if this committee, because I kind of want to have all the committee chairs together at that one meeting and kind of talk about it as a whole. So if you have any ideas on how you would like to present that, I really want to hear them because I don't know. I thought you guys could think of a good idea. So if anyone has any ideas of like how we wanted to all work together and like kind of give them an overview of each committee, if you have any.
Senator Bradley.
Could we like split it up? Because I remember last year when we would have people come in, they would talk for like a long time. So if we could split up, like half the committees go one week and the other half go another week. We could do like activities with them. So instead of instead of you only talking about like what the difference between a delegate and a trustee is, like maybe we could do the lesson. I don't know. Like,
well, that was my plan for, this, because I felt that that was super heavy last year. It was just one person talking the whole time. So when people come in, instead of having them be in public comment and saying they're, like, actually teaching a lesson. So the 16th specifically is about committees, and it's also about bills and resolutions. So one of the plans for that day, too, was to have Director Charles come in and talk about ASUN's legislative agenda. For this upcoming session and like learn the difference between bills and resolutions. And then I thought that was a great opportunity for committees too. So, I mean, of course, if you guys want to be involved in different parts of the curriculum, I'd love you to, but like specifically for teaching them about committees, if you had any ideas about that.
Senator Anderson.
What if we made a really cool music video that like explained all the parts of all the things we do and then we can like have it up? And then we would have it for the rest of the year.
That would be cool.
That's super cool.
I really like the idea that she said about, like, a different activity. So, I mean, just kind of brainstorm it and keep it in mind of, different ways that they can be involved in the different committees. Of course, they're going to be on different committees when they serve as an intern, but to get everyone to learn about every different committee is my goal for that day, at least. So.
Yeah, but I also think we could do, like, they've done in the past where they help come in individually. You still want to do that?
Yeah, I mean, whatever your guys' opinion. It's kind of hard with this just because the application got extended so much that we really do have limited time. So I would love to stretch it out as much as possible, but it's going to be kind of hard. So I'm like blocking it into things that are very important. Of course, committees is one of the most important things. But
Senator Esselman.
I was trying to think of a more interactive way for them to like get to know what the committees are about. So could we do like a mingle event or something where you have a name tag and you say like which committees you're on, and then an intern has to go around and talk to someone from each committee so that you get like more of a personal interaction?
So have you ever heard of speed dating where you go one by one?
Yeah.
So when I was an intern, right after Senate, they literally just sat in their seats, and then we got up, and we went seat by seat by seat, and we just went around the table, and you met every senator, and you got, like, 5 minutes to talk to them. It was, like, speed dating. And then right after that, you got to pick your mentor and what committees you wanted to sit on.
Yeah, that's part of the, like, the mentor selection process, which is earlier in the program. It's a couple weeks before that, and, like, yeah, it's going to be the same thing, like the speed dating. And then, I mean, through that, I think that's a really good idea if you want to put, like, on a name tag or something what committees you sit on so they can talk to you about those specific things. So that's, I'll write that down.
But additionally, I don't know about the name tag because it takes away a piece of the conversation because, like, they're afraid of you guys when they walk in the doors. And you want them to ask as many questions because it makes it less awkward later on down the road. So if they already know what committees you're on, like, I don't know. Are there any other suggestions for Speaker Pro Tem Jackson? Senator Smith.
I have a question. So you said the mentor selection process is before the committees.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be, I feel like it would be in the intern's best interest to be paired with the senator on the committees that they are interested in going to. So I don't know if there's a better way to do that.
I mean, it's just kind of complicated with scheduling and everything. We usually just try to pair the mentors with people that, you know, they like and then they would work well with. And a lot of times that happens where, you know, they're someone with their college. And a big thing that they're going to be doing, too, is working on projects with these people. So, I don't know. I mean, the pairing goes in a lot of different ways. It's hard to make it specific to, like, committees or, like, college. Or so it's more so preference. That pairing.
Are there any further suggestions?
All right. Anything else with our experiment?
Yeah. One thing I'll more add is, and if you guys have any ideas for this too, I'd really love to hear them. But I was talking to Senator Jordan about it, and we want to make it more based on the relationship between the intern and their individual senator. So working on projects with them and really learning from them, because I think that's where you get the real experience when you get to write a piece of legislation with your mentor. So if you have any ideas on how to hold senators accountable to that, or just different ways that we can make that happen and have more of an emphasis on that, because I don't want to be, you know, just me up there talking the whole time, teaching them about everything. Of course, a big part of this is just learning about ASUN, how it functions, like things like the difference between a bill and a resolution, parliamentary procedure, but I don't know, really to get that experience. So if you have any ideas with that, I'd love to hear them too.
Senator Bradley.
I think that personally, like having that, I don't know, I had like a weekly meeting with Michael last year, and it really helped me to learn, maybe not requiring us to do them, but highly encouraging us to have like weekly meetings or bi-weekly meetings with our interns, because that keeps us accountable for like, okay, this specific time on like Tuesdays, I meet with my intern, and like that's when I can go over questions, see how they're doing. Like they come to, I know personally when I was intern, like I seek my PD's like mentorship for things way far beyond ASUN. So they see us as like people to look up to and to kind of guide them through college a lot of the time too. So like they like that too, of having somebody to come to. And it makes more work.
I don't know if you guys are going to talk about time commitment right now, but they can do that during their office hours, because
yeah,
a lot of senators won't be able to do that. So office hours meetings would be great.
That would be so good.
Speaker Pro Tem Jackson.
Yeah, I really thank you, Senator Bradley. I really like that. So, I mean, one thing in their individual intern updates that I'm going to ask them is, thank you for this, but to give me a weekly meeting time of like when they're meeting with their senator, and then a project that they're working on. So one thing I want to assign them is make sure that they're working with their mentor on a specific project. So make sure, I mentioned this in a couple of like Senate meetings ago, but try to think of a project that you can work on them with, whether it be like a piece of legislation or a certain initiative or something that you're doing that they can help with.
Are there Senator?
They also have their own projects, but not that you're not here, right?
Because
I was just wondering, because I know legislation or legislative interns have not for us, for the Department of Legislation. Goshar talked about them doing their own project, and I know the programming interns have to do their own project. Are they doing something other than that?
Yes, that's in the plans, but like I said again, it's very, the time's very limited, so a lot of things had to be cut. We did, when I was an intern, we did a civic engagement project, and we went out and did like a food drive in the community and did it for PAC provisions, which was really cool. One thing that I have set right here, and I talked to President Boone about it a little bit, is having him do a presentation on No Walls. And then from that, if they can find an idea for a project. But then again, how the schedule's set up right now, they'll only have 2 weeks to really implement that. So I'm really trying to focus on, you know, the individual projects that they can work on with their senators. So we're going to try to get that done as much as we can, but it's going to be difficult with the time constraints.
Senator Bradley.
And didn't we talk about potentially, like, having them still meet in the spring? Like, I know it's traditional that we only keep the interns in the fall, but, like, I wanted to keep meeting in the spring last year. It would have helped, like, I don't know, kind of guide us through our campaign process. I think it could be helpful to, like, hey, if you want to keep on board, like, we'll keep these meetings going and you guys can start doing projects and...
Yeah, and that's something that I've explained to them when I'm interviewing it. Like, the formal internship is only for this semester, but then, for the next, it will be a lot of, like, working on platforms and, like, campaigning and everything, but that's going to be, like, a lot more of an informal thing, because, a lot of times these are people who are, like, I'm not sure if ASU wants something I really want to do, or Senate specifically not something I really want to do, and I know a lot of people in our internship, at least, were, like, you know, went through it and, like, I don't really want to do this anymore. So giving them the option after that semester to be, hey, I want to stick with this, or no, I don't. And, of course, they can still go to their committees and Senate meetings and all that stuff. But
Senator Schwab. Okay. Just a parliamentarian standpoint, just make sure you say through the speakers, Anna Jackson. Is there any further comment for Speaker President Jackson? All right.
So the fair went great on Wednesday. We had some really great presenters there with, like, their awesome research to show students. We didn't have, like, a ton of students come, but every student that came stayed for, like, at least 10 minutes, which was awesome, and, like, walked around to every table. So it was a really great event. And it, like, really helped show me how the committee should be run in the most effective manner. And it really showed me that the academics committee should not be planning events. It should be overseeing faculty and student groups on campus that put on events that relate to academics, like the academic committee and whatnot. So, like, a lot of the focus that we're already doing is to help Scott Mincing, who's the director for undergraduate research, kind of, like, build research forums and get more students to do undergraduate research. And so I think that's what we're going to start focusing more on, as being more of an oversight committee, but for academics. And I kind of think that that's where the committee should go, and that's where it's going to be the most beneficial. So my plan coming up for, like, the next couple months is kind of going to be, like, making an academic committee handbook to be able to pass down, because my legacy binder was only the minutes from the meetings. That was it. So it was like, I'm gonna make, like, a way more structured, like, goals type of deal to be able to, like, pass on and work on throughout the year. Because I think that although the academics committee isn't, like, crazy big and doesn't necessarily, like, have all these, like, intricate things that we do, we could still be beneficial to helping, like, a lot of groups on campus. So, yeah.
So I was actually going to mention this in my report, but I think that most of the committees should start swaying away from these project-based ideas, not project, event-based ideas, and move into more of, like, an oversight on, like, what you're doing on campus. So, like, an oversight on university affairs. So, like, everything that goes on with the university, you guys should be, like, know, making sure it's easier for students to do certain things on campus, right? And public affairs, the same thing. And civic engagement, make it easier for students to get civically engaged on campus, rather than throwing civically engaged events or university affairs events, because that's why we have a programming staff. If you guys want to collaborate and throw events for that, that would make more sense than using your committee as, like, an event programming staff. Because if you guys are in oversight to student groups on campus, you're not only serving your constituents, but you're, like, helping the faculty and the constituents get to their common goal together. Senator Anderson?
Yeah, and that came super clear to me. I was like, wow, like, the program board could have done this, like, 10 times better. But, like, it was my responsibility to, like, put on a fair or whatever. And I don't know, for, like, as senators, we're here for, like, the students, and, like, there's not, like, the program board is, like, there to, like, throw events for students, but we're there to, like, make sure that students are getting the most out of their college experience and whatnot, so I think that that's, like, something that we should definitely focus on. Like, events are fun, but in reality, like, there's so many other groups on campus that have a lot more resources than we do as students, and so we should be there to bring that student aspect and to, like, be able to promote to students by students type of deal.
Senator Jordan?
One of the big steps for that, I think, would be for us to remove the mandatory programming events.
Mm-hmm.
From the SAS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like Senator Henderson actually talked to me about that right after her event. She's going to rewrite most of everything in the SAS for her, and I think you guys should do that as well, because when you look at these, like, the Veterans Breakfast, the Safety Walk, those things are Senate, like, events because they traditionally are. Like, I don't want to get rid of those. But I mean, like, in certain committees where it says there's programming, like the Committee on Academics, there really just isn't a point. Senator Green?
Yeah, I was going to ask that because the reason I've done some of these events, like the academics event I'm doing, is because it says so, and then I have to do so in the Senate rules. Mm-hmm. So, but for civic engagement, I feel like it's a hard one because it's my job to make sure I'm coordinating and also implementing things to for students to do on campus.
So, like, but a lot of your events are put on by other people and you're getting students out there, right?
Yeah.
Except for, like, Service Palooza. Service Palooza is a great event that, like, Senate puts on because they, like, they're already putting on another event programming these that day. So, like, you just got to think about the event and be like, would this better be better done by another department, like, or another director within the executive board? Senator Bradley?
Well, I think, too, with events like that, it's, like, us directing a large amount of different entities. Like, events like that make sense, like, to bring a bunch of different people together, like, us serving as more of, like, the liaisons between those clubs and those organizations and bringing them together rather than, like, for example, we're doing COBA with the constituents. That one is not, like, shouldn't be done.
No, and that's where I'm coming from here because, I mean, Director Hurdle and I had a conversation where she's like, we're doing a ton of, like, Senate's doing a ton of events where her programmers should be doing these events. Mm-hmm. And, like, you could do these events right after homecoming week because I'm sure they're not going to have a whole lot of programming right after homecoming. President Boone, do you have anything to say about this?
I talked to Dennis about this a little bit before, but not to reiterate too much, but you guys, as the legislative branch, your sole purpose is to be legislators, and your session really hasn't seen any of its own legislation that hasn't come from his deck, which is where you guys should improve. And like you said, the programming board is very useful in terms of Casey is ready to assigned you guys liaisons. She's already got the structure for it and everything. She just wants people to come ask her for a liaison, and that programmer will take care of literally everything for you if you want to have an event. But just remember that the group, you guys are legislators, not programmers. That's all I got.
Yeah, and that's kind of where the frustration stemmed from, because, like, looking at past sessions, they have a lot of legislation that helps students, and we have a lot of legislation that's come from exec. Senator Eschenbach?
I totally agree that I somewhat fear, and may have to figure out with the writing of this legislation, I fear that some of the, I guess, days or events that we are trying to have, so an example is Constitution Day, like, it didn't fall under anyone's, like, branch exactly, and so the ball was kind of dropped a little bit, and it was done last minute. So I kind of worry that those things won't be taken care of, even though they need to be for our institution.
But, like, Constitution Day could have been done with legislative affairs, right? Because that's a policy. That's, like, the Constitution, although people don't look at it as policy, is, like, a giant document of policy.
Yep.
Senator Blair.
I think that's where, when we're going to be more oversight, like, that's where we can make sure the legislative affairs, like, actually get that done, or, like, we're going to put on a form for a safety event so that we actually ask the different resources on campus what they already have planned and what they would like for students, and that way we're just kind of coordinating the communication among the community, and I think that's where we can still do the, like, events, but we don't have to be in all those little details. We're just getting people to connect to each other.
Senator Bradley.
And
I think another part of that is that, like, Senator Krupe was talking about this, where you don't have to be a good senator and have a ton of legislation that goes on all the time. It's assessing what, like, needs to be done and doing it. Not necessarily, like, making up all of this stuff. Like, we don't have to, like, look at the campus and be like, what can we do? We can be, like, asking people, like, what do you need? Like, going to the, like, university affairs. Like, I love that we've been talking about this, because in my meeting, I'm going to talk to them about, like, okay, so for your liaisons, you need to, like, go and actually sit on that meeting and see, like, what is going on. So, like, last year, for example, like, Senator Cervantes, like, sat on the Arboretum Board, and that's why so much legislation stemmed from that committee, because they saw a problem and it was trying to be addressed. So I think that's, like, a really good way for us to start moving, is just really utilizing the resources we have in the committees.
Yeah, and, like, what Senator Krupe said is kind of true, but at the same time, like, when, don't take this the wrong way, when he said, like, going out and do something that's needed to be done, that, like, sometimes that might be an event, and sometimes you need to give that to someone else, like, on the executive board. Mm-hmm. Senator Green, you had a comment?
I just have a question. So, while I understand that our sole job, senators, to be, like, legislators, and, like, to pass and do legislators, it's really hard to do that when a lot of the things, like, a lot of the jobs in ACE are hard to do that. Like, General Tedford, his job is to make sure the Sass is up to date, that we have gun laws. So, I don't know what kind of legislation would come through the Committee on Civic Engagement, and I don't know if any legislation has ever gone through the Committee on Civic Engagement. I don't know if Brandon's passed any other people before him, so it's really hard for me to be like, okay, let's write legislation. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, but, like, Carissa just said, like, you need to do what's right for the students, right? So, like, if there's a civic engagement opportunity, we don't have a position on exec to delegate civic engagement opportunities. So, like, you're the person that needs to get all of your constituents out to civic engagement events. And the people on your committee need to do that as well. So, like, yeah, they're not going to write a ton of legislation on civic engagement events, but they're going to be getting people out to civic engagement events and getting ASUN involved with civic. Senator Henderson?
Yeah, I feel, through the speaker to Senator Green, I feel the same way. Like, academic committee, like, there isn't really legislation that goes through. But, like, for example, for, like, my committee will be, like, helping the Office for Undergraduate Research get students to be get into undergraduate research. Instead of, like, putting on the events, like, Director Scott Minzing was like, hey, I'm going to need you to get students to go and, like, advertise it and, like, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, because I feel the exact same way. I'm like, what legislation am I going to write, like, for the Committee of Academics? That doesn't make any sense. But it's, yeah, I just see it as more of something of a helping hand type of deal.
Senator Jackson and Senator Burke.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the main role of a legislator is to really make new laws and then change existing laws if need be, but I think we also really serve as a form of representation for students. So whether that be saying something at a table on behalf of your college or the people that you represent, or, like, writing a piece of legislation, or, like, getting people, like, being that connector that, like, gets people to events or lets your constituents know about things that are happening on campus, like, that's really the role. It's more so not so much, like, initiating things, but, like, connecting people and helping to get things done.
And don't get too focused on being, don't get too focused on the subcommittees, because they are subcommittees, right? You're a senator before you're a committee member. So, like, the work you should be doing, like, if you want to do work on university affairs, but you're not in the university affairs committee, pass that legislation on to someone, but, like, you know, still support it in the Senate body. Don't get focused on your subcommittees before you're, you know, not focused on the Senate. Senator Blair?
I was just going to say, if we also get away from focusing on the projects and events as much, I think we can be more creative in the legislation that does need to actually be there, because in our committee, because we've been talking about our wellness event, that's mostly what we talk about. We don't even get to the other things that we could be doing because it's kind of taken so much time and energy for that. And that's where I think, even though you guys say there may not be a lot of legislation, we can figure out ways to have effective, good legislation, not just to have it, but that does need to be there. And so that's, I think, why we really should.
In Senate, like, Senate has a big voice, so, like, it's not always legislation that's going to be changing laws or, like, you know, making new laws. It's going to be supporting things on campus, like telling the university administration that we support more initiatives that are diversity-based, right? Because there's a huge movement across the nation about diversity, so we as a Senate, should say we see a lot of students asking for more diversity initiatives, put a resolution through that's in support of that. You know, we're doing our constituents a favor by saying we want more initiatives that help them. Is there any more discussion, Senator Anderson?
On this point, I just wanted to thank everyone again for helping at the, relating it back to the beginning, at the fair, because I really appreciate everyone. Also, my committee kicked ass. They were awesome. So, cool.
Awesome. Are there any further comments? All right, moving into agenda item 5, D, Chair Committee on Budget and Finance, Senator Fang.
Per usual, financial reviews. just wanted to say that Director Long and his commissioners are doing really well and encourage clubs to request club funding this year. And that's about it. Just been working with Senator Anderson a little bit. Senator Smith. With writing the legislation to hire more secretaries and legislative clerk, because there's just some things that change in the budget. That's about it.
Are there any questions for Senator Fang? All right, moving to agenda item 5E, Chair Committee on City Engagement, Senator Green.
We have a new nonprofit recognition that's set to go out in the next 6 days. It's PAC Independence. It's located on campus. It's really cool. I can read about that later if you guys want. Me, Senator Jacoby, Art, and as well as Director Long volunteered at the National MBA Educational Showcase this weekend. It's really cool. We got to meet a lot of different people from a lot of different communities. There was also a bunch of different representatives from different universities as well. The STACK Showcase went off without a hitch. Director Long was there for that as well. Senator Jacoby was there for that as well. It was really cool. We got to talk to a bunch of different people. We gave tours around campus. I ended up becoming a keynote speaker and had 30 minutes to put together a PowerPoint. That was super cool. The next one is on 10/24 and it's the same time 9/1. I'll be talking about that today in Senate. And Senate is also in the lead for the award from AC1 is also in the lead for the award from the center. So I think that's pretty cool. Other than that, Give a Pulse, a lot of people still haven't signed up for the 100-hour challenge, but they got their shirts, so if you haven't done that, please go to the subgroup on Give a Pulse. One of the really cool things I liked about this weekend is that I got to see the effect that Give a Pulse had. There was a bunch of different freshmen at this event that were just like, oh, I just saw it on Give a Pulse, and I decided to come out and volunteer, and I was like, oh, that's really cool. And I talked to them a bunch of stuff. A lot of them weren't connected to clubs and organizations, so I asked them if they ever thought about joining one, and then began to try to recruit them for ACUN, and they said they would come check it out. And then the civic engagement series, Dr. Ellis hasn't gotten back to me yet. When I sent back the email, she did. When I sent it out, she came back with a lot of questions, and then I haven't heard anything from that, so I can't really force Dr. Ellis to do anything, so I'm just waiting for her to send it back. And then the update on the academic program that it says that we have to complete. Amy, actually, I guess one of our new partners is a academic-based reading success learning program, and they're going to find the school, so it's going to cut back on the amount of work I have to do. They're going to find 6 different schools, and we're just going to send people there. So other than that, I was asked to sit on a committee with President Johnson and Dr. Ellis to talk about issues in diversity that we see for the university and diversity initiatives. So I plan on talking to Director Rojas on a bunch of different issues, and I'm hoping that a bunch of the senators will also come with me about the issues they see in diversity. And that way when I go to the table, I can make sure that the Senate has a voice there as well.
Awesome. And I applaud you for your work that you're doing with Give a Pulse and everything. In our meeting with Mark and Shannon last Monday, I mentioned it, and they both got a smile. They didn't say anything, so it's walking fast, but they both got a smile. So they're proud of our work with Give a Pulse and getting people to sign up. So congratulations. Are there any questions for Shannon Green? Moving into agenda item 5F, Chair Committee on Government Operations, Senator Jordan.
Absolutely, there's going to be no meeting this week. Just because the way that I've set up my committee, we're going to be doing 2-week time intervals, and a couple of senators didn't have their assignments done 100%. So I'm trying to stick with this 2-week thing, so I'm skipping this week, trying to be fine. We're going to do next Friday, get everything done, and start with the next batch of assignments. I was thinking for those to have somebody on each committee, somebody on my committee go over each committee, both in the Senate rules and everywhere it's mentioned in the SAS, find the exact places where all the committee duties are mentioned, and like their mandatory events they need to have. And so when they have that, I'm going to have them meet with each of the committee heads and go over all the duties of the committee in addition to most likely striking all those mandatory events if you don't see them pertinent to the operations of your committee. So if you could think about that, I'm going to send people your way in a couple weeks.
Awesome. Are there any questions for Senator Jordan? All right, moving to agenda item 5G, Chair Committee on Public Affairs, Senator Jamal.
So we're still working on the Veterans Luncheon, and I have senators doing different things to, working on different requests that we've had from Veterans Services. And I will be contacting Director Hurdle to get a programmer to help us to make sure that that goes smoothly with getting the location and everything like that. And then we will also be turning in an inkblot form or request for marketing when we have the location completely confirmed. But we have been in contact with Blind Onion and it will be there. We just need to get the paperwork all figured out.
Moving into agenda item 5, Age Chair Committee on University Affairs, Senator Bradley.
Okay, so COBO with the constituents is going to be November 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Yeah, I'm sorry. I already put the SEAB form in. It's done. Our ink blot order is also submitted. And I'm working on a budget, but we do have enough hot cocoa from last year that we don't have to buy any, so we're utilizing our resources. I've talked to programming as well about using some of the stuff that they have in their cabinet if they don't have any use for it, just so it doesn't go bad and we don't waste money on something that ASUN already has, because I think we should be spending our resources in a better way. So also, that's all done. Also, we're working on the It's On Us campaign. We have a meeting with Jennifer Lohman tomorrow. Chief of Staff Atienza and I do. She's the director of campus research, basically. So they're sending out a sexual assault survey, the same one that went out 2 years ago, with some minor tweaks, November 1st. So we're meeting with her on how we can incorporate that data into It's On Us. And we're meeting with Megan Pepper sometime next week about getting Greek life involved. And I'm meeting with the vice president of RHA about getting RHA involved. And we're thinking big for this campaign, guys. We really want a lot of pledges, and not just taking an online pledge. Like, we really want people to be committed to this, really taking it seriously. Vice President Stringmeyer talked about the Green Dot training that they're hoping to bring on the campus, hopefully integrating that, and we're also integrating It's On Us into the Patch Fit campaign. We're really going to start hitting this hard. The logo got approved to be used, so we're sending that into the inkblot. We're hoping for yard signs, T-shirts, buttons, stickers, everything, to just really market this a lot and make it a campus-wide initiative instead of just something that we're always like, oh yeah, do this, like making it to where people really are getting behind this.
Yeah, and when we had our meeting with Mark and Shannon, like at the end, usually they have a laundry list of things they want to talk about, and this time Mark just looked at us and said, like, we have a skyrocketing amount of sexual assaults put into the system on our campus ever since, you know, we started talking about it as a campus. So they don't know if, you know, it's just going up because it's happening more, or if it's because there's now a way to talk about it with someone. So this initiative's huge. This is one of those initiatives that our constituents actually need help with, because it's a huge problem. So if you guys could help Carissa in any way with ideas to get this across campus, I know a couple of years ago when Abby Feenster did it, they had people sign pledges on a piece of paper, and she stapled them together in a chain. And you know how there's a high ceiling on the first level of the KC? She made a chain of them all the way down through the KC, so everyone saw as they walked through. If you somehow got like a list of people with their name, or like some sort of way of showing how many people did it, it would be huge. Senator Bradley.
Yeah, I think that's a really great idea. You know, like in Walmart, when you donate a dollar or something, you get this thing, it's this huge wall. I think that's a great idea too. I was going to talk with the College of Liberal Arts senators later on tonight about potentially having the art department get involved and doing like a project. You know how they will do, you know, that walkthrough will be completely revolved around one theme. If we could talk with them about doing like a sexual assault type themed one or like a healthy relationships, something like that. We're really trying to pull a lot of people together for this. Like I said before, like clubs, organizations, health center, everything. And so if you guys have contacts or know of something that would be good, just please send them my way. And yeah, it's a campus initiative, but honestly, this is everywhere. So if you guys think of city things, that is great too.
Senator
Eshelbaugh?
Yeah. Senator Blake?
If you do the chain thing,
can
we look into doing like recycle?
Video of Baylor if it's on us, and that's the one we think we're going to model it around Center Bradley.
Yeah, so there's one on Baylor. It's like a typical It's On Us video where it's very like intense, like you saying like this is a problem. But we're really going to try to start polling people who are really influential on campus, because you guys know better than I. And farther than ASUN. Like, I would love to have a lot of ASUN people in the video, but that's not the only people that should be. I don't want to, like, if you guys have really influential people you know on campus, just send them our way, because we're going to talk with a lot about, like, that video soon.
Probably.
I meant to tell you about this earlier, but an idea came to me this weekend for It's On Us, possibly throughout the week, just random, like, every day a new one pops up of someone, like, actually typing out their sexual assault story, and it just randomly popping up on campus, and that's a prize factor for students reading that story of a student on campus who was sexually assaulted. They don't have to use their real names or anything, but just kind of a surprise factor, and have it be outside where people are walking, not in buildings and whatnot, but that's one option.
Another thing we talked about at our meeting, I suggested that maybe we partner with Blue Crew or Programming or someone and get t-shirts made, because I don't know, I heard this a while back, and I don't remember where I heard it, that most sexual assaults that happen on college campus happen on game day. I don't know if you guys have heard of that before, but I'm pretty sure that's like, I'll research it more, but I was thinking we possibly do It's On Us t-shirts, and we have the student section wear them to a football game. Senator Blair.
I think for the video, we should also try to get faculty and other people on campus, just so you have that wide variety. You can like be a couple of the janitors, just so you can really see different faces and get different perspectives on that, too. And then I think that's really great. Maybe just take a moment also at the games, just to say that It's On Us, and have maybe like a moment of silence or something, just to like really hit home to those people and have it bigger than just the shirt.
I love all of those ideas. I also wanted to bring up that we're planning a forum in the Health Senate Chambers and Health Ballrooms. And you guys know Justine Hernandez with the Crisis Kids Hotline, something like that. I'm hoping that she can moderate it. She's just really, really good with the topic of sexual assault. Like, she's just very empathetic, very a good person for that. So I'm going to be contacting her. And I was looking up some of the things that we've done as a campus. Maybe ASUN wasn't involved, but as a campus that we've done for sexual assault, that we can really just empower those groups to make it even better. So, like, last year, the Denim Day, or, like, the Slut Walk, or Green Dot Training, like, really pushing those things that other entities on campus are doing that we just are like, yes, this is awesome. So I'm going to be contacting those people as well.
I don't know if we could do this, should do this, but we could pass resolution in support of It's On Us or Green Dot Training. I know that 81st definitely did in support of It's On Us, and I don't know if we should again, but definitely Green Training, or Green Dot Training, Center Bradley.
I wanted to mention, in my meeting tomorrow with Jennifer Lohman, I'll bring up potentially asking for, like, if the data we collect could reflect the game day. If they can add that in before, I'll ask her if they can or if they've already covered that base, because that would be a really, if we partner up with Blue Crew on something like that.
Are there any further questions for Senator Bradley?
All right, moving into agenda item 5I, Chair Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness, Senator Blair.
Cool, so everything's ready for the event tomorrow, except I still need to go buy the stuff in the goodie bag, so we'll be putting that together after the Senate, and then I will buy the final stuff after Senate tonight, so that won't be too bad, and then that's ready. And then today we started talking about like fall safety projects, so we actually decided that we want to put on a forum and invite different campuses or different parts of the campus to it. So we're going to contact the police department, RHA, Students Against Sex Slavery, Greek Life, figure out who's in charge of the Say Yes campaign of journalism, and have a forum hopefully Tuesday at 6. And we wanted a theme for the winter, kind of like a nightlife theme, where it was brought up that there's been shootings downtown, and freshmen don't necessarily know which parts of downtown safe, or like how to be safe at a concert downtown, or like how to enjoy Reno and the nice parts of Reno at night for people who like don't know a lot about it and like really geared towards a safe, fun thing. But we just wanted to see what entities on campus would be interested in that, and that's what we want. But the forum's really open to any idea for a safety project.
That could be a lot of research. So I'm really interested in that because we want to become more research-oriented university. Mm-hmm. So you could honestly look into doing research around the area and get like kind of a heat map of where crimes are within Reno, and show and put the heat map and then put another heat map on where students hang out the most. So kind of you can see where the more dangerous areas students are going are. Are there any further questions for Senator Blair?
I had a question for you, actually. I noticed when I was on North Campus that the lighting up there is really bad, and I was just curious as to what was happening with getting better lighting up there, if that had been in the works.
I didn't know if it was in the works at all, but you could definitely talk to facilities, and if you don't get anything through, I would CC Shannon on a facilities email about that. But if they say there's nothing in the works, pass a resolution in support of more lighting on the north end of campus, and give specifics on how other campuses do it and how we should do it on our own campus.
Okay.
Are there any further questions for Senator Blair? All right, moving to my own report. We kind of had the discussion during Senator Henderson's report. I hope you guys are all okay with that. If you guys have any more, you know, comments or questions, I'd love to discuss it now, or we can discuss it later. But that's kind of what I wanted to talk about, just being like more of an oversight and helping the constituents more than getting events that we think would happen more. So yeah, Senator Blair.
I'm sorry, I have one last question. I have a meeting tomorrow with Dr. Hug English, and I know that the Senate really is going to, it seems like we're against having any new mandatory fees or anything. I just was curious as to if you wanted me to ask any specific questions tomorrow before I have that meeting with her to see where exactly.
So we talked about this also on Monday, student fees. Mark pretty much said, like, there will not be any more student fees till 2019. So tell her to talk to administration before she comes and knocks to us again about it. Senator Jackson and Senator Blair.
Point of clarification through the speaker to Senator Blair. This was the woman who came, not last meeting, but a couple meetings ago, talking about student health insurance. Was that the same person?
It was the same person.
Okay. Sorry. I would ask her again. I asked the question if this would disproportionately impact like underrepresented or like undocumented students. And she kind of answered my question, but I still think that it would, so maybe go more into that because of the whole thing with, like, the millennium and the financial aid that they do not receive. I think that's worth looking into.
Senator Blair.
I have a question. Can we disfavorably, resolutions? Because I think even if we don't have fees for it and we think that this actually would be detrimental, could we still write, like, a resolution saying that even once we start getting new fees, that we we don't really support this as a body even now.
So that'll serve as a good, like, you know, base for Senate to come after us. And yes, I would love that.
Okay.
Senator Anderson?
I also think what we have to keep in mind, like, these people are professionals in this field. Like, this woman has worked her entire career around this, so she knows so much more about how this is going to play out and whatnot. So it's good to see that side, too, like, what we want and what they want. But it's also, like, what do we know about, like, student healthcare? So it's kind of good to maybe get more, like, actual facts on it instead of just saying we don't want.
Yeah. And the reason why they come to us as they're professionals, and
yeah,
they know that we're students, so they think that they have like a power step. So that's why they come to us and ask for the students to, like, suggest
yeah
it. Senator Blair.
Part of, I think, the research for this is actually asking the graduate students how they like it. I was talking to the mentor I work under in lab, and he said it's actually frustrating that to have that mandatory fee as a graduate student because you have so much extra paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think as part of at least our research before we write a resolution is to ask our graduate students on campus how they view it outside of how the administration thinks they view it.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of things with this. I mean, of course, they have a vested interest working for Wells Fargo that they want to implement this. So they're asking for us to give our consent to be able to do it for the university. But I think we have, like, or, I mean, we have to figure it out, but, like, that knowledge at the university standpoint, or, of course, our school. She was saying it works on other campuses, but it's not necessarily the same as the state of Nevada and, you know, how we function. I don't know. I almost feel like implementing this would be, like, a huge barrier to, like, students that are undocumented or unrepresented to even attend our school. Because I'm just reading this email that I got, but that they don't get financial aid, and so it would be another, like, huge cost, which would be really hard on them. So, I mean, like, it's all worth looking into and everything, but I just don't think that we should automatically, just because they gave us, like, this presentation and everything, we should ask a lot of, I don't know, good questions before we move forward with it.
And you also got to remember ratios. They told us that 2,000 students actually use the healthcare. And, like, when you look at student fees have to affect every student on campus. Senator Blair.
I was also going to say isn't under the Affordable Care Act, people already get taxed an extra tax if they don't have health care? So it's just another point that was brought up to me of why would we support yet another penalty against students when that's already taken care of on a federal level.
Yeah, so this is a discussion that would be great at the Senate table when we put this favorably or favorably. Is there any further questions for me? Actually, I still have half my report to me, sorry. So I sent out doodles 2 nights ago, and I'm going to send out doodles more after Senate today. It actually takes a while to do those doodles and put everyone in it and make sure it's all coordinating well. So I probably won't be done with those until the end of the week, like, looking at everyone's schedules and how it matches up. As of right now, like, early morning meetings are the best. Like, don't pick a 6:30 meeting on Thursday. That's, you know, like, we'll be here until 8:30 at night talking. Just make sure that you guys don't put times that, like, you want to do rather that you're actually open at. Because, like, if you don't want to get up for a 9 a.m. because you just don't want to get up, like, that's not a good excuse. Are there any questions about that? All right, awesome. Moving into agenda item 7A, I wanted to have a discussion on civic learning initiatives. I invited Mark Walker to come, and he's going to come in 3 weeks, and Stacey Muse is going to come tonight, and she has a PowerPoint and a presentation or a speech to give us on it, and she's pretty excited, so keep your ears open about that. And once again, that could be a legislation opportunity to recommend that the administration does more to get civic learning opportunities on campus. Senator Jackson.
If you haven't met her yet, she's amazing. She did her dissertation on like, community involvement with university campuses, which is, like, exactly what we want to do. So really ask her a lot of questions, and if having any ideas. The Office of Service Learning is really cool. So, I mean, especially, like, Senator Green working with a bunch of different nonprofits and stuff, trying to extend our designated service learning locations where students can go and like get, you know, fulfill some of their class credit by doing service. So if you can think of any more partnerships that we can have or through your connections or your circles trying to make those happen, it's a really easy process. We did it for SOS Washoe and they're always really willing to work with you and your site visits, and I don't know, there's just a lot of opportunities here, so I'm really excited that she's coming tonight.
Senator Green, do you have a comment?
I was just going to say the Office of Undergraduate Research was also looking into doing more community-based research type projects, so I think that's where this can connect into that civic initiative or civic learning initiatives, just because like Dr. Mensing already wants to do stuff like that, so I think that's just another avenue that we can help bring them together.
Yeah, when I talked to Sandy about it, she pretty much told me, like, you have to force, you know, hire people than Scott Mensing, like, to get people to be open to civic learning opportunities, because like they have their agenda and then the students have their agenda and sometimes they just don't match well, so we have to somehow get into their stream of thinking on this. So maybe passing legislation, ask her tonight, definitely ask her tonight, how can our office help you get more civic learning opportunities on campus? Because I guarantee she won't talk about it because she doesn't want to push it on us, but if you guys ask about it, she'll be way more willing to give suggestions.
I just thought of this, and I don't really know how this matches up, but kind of looking at the list of, you know, designated service learning courses or locations, matching that up with Give Pulse opportunities, just because, I mean, if students have a service learning designated class and they start volunteering for a certain organization, and if they want to continue that after and having that, you know, function through Give Pulse would be really cool. So just make sure, I mean, those match up so everyone who's a service learning designated course is also on Give Pulse.
Are there any further comments on civic learning, Senator Green?
Yeah, do you know for Dino is still coming?
Yeah, she's coming the 19th.
The 19th?
Yeah, she's coming the 19th. I switched the dates up or I said it right. I don't remember, but she's definitely coming the 19th. She has a presentation. Yeah, we have a ton of people coming. People lined up all the way into December, so get excited. Are there any further questions about civic learning? All right, we already talked about the interns, so moving to agenda item 8, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, moving to agenda item 9, adjournment. Adjournment is meeting at 4:56.